This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Podcast where I shoot the shoot. It's definitely an episode.
It's balls.
Now you can hear the new sound effect that I just put on my soundboard.
Gotta make roll notes.
You look disappointed.
I look disappointed? I think that's just my face. Alrighty. Let's give it up. Let's give it up, everybody. You made it. You made it. You did it. All right. You made it. You took the time out of your day to show up, and that's what that's what it's really all about. Okay, we can do this, man. Just a little bit more. Sorry. I did a workout today, and wasn't today. Also, it was yesterday. Just lied. I heard. Wow. Okay, that's weird. It was yesterday. I did a workout yesterday, and it's been in my brain. Did I say that I did a workout yesterday? I did like a, I don't know. I did a workout, okay? It was like a biking thing. It was like a YouTube video where it was like, I have a bike. I have like an exercise bike in my house and that I fucking never use. And I was like, I should use this. So I used it and I put on this like YouTube girl. She did like a spin class thing. And the whole time she was like, you know what? You showed up. You did it. You made it. You're here. Okay? And that's what really matters. And honestly, dude, made me feel pretty good. All right? So that was me, you know, sort of stealing that, but applying it to the podcast. Every 5 minutes, I'm going to check in and be like, you guys got it. Just another half hour of this podcast. You got it. Keep pushing. You got it. 3, 2, 1, and push it. Pedal really hard. Pedal your fucking dick off. Pedal till your dick falls off. It was a weird video that I watched. But welcome back to the podcast. This is episode 214, I believe. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for showing up. We got a friggin' coffee here, dude. Yeah. But back to the working out thing. I'm like gaining weight. Which is, you know, it's fine. I know it's a thing that is normal. It happens. You know, there's no shame in gaining some weight, right? It's a total normal thing, you know? But I'm like, the heaviest I've been, and I can like see it in my face a little bit. I'm like, there is one shot. I don't even know. I just have like a gnarly double chin going on. And I was like, man, it's gone a little too far, you know? Because, like, I'm not that unhealthy. I think I eat fine, you know? And again, it's fine that I'm fucking gaining weight. I don't fucking care. But I'm also noticing and, like, just, I'm out of breath easier and quicker. And I just need to get back to, like, just fucking being in shape. But at the same time, it's fucking winter and I didn't want to move at all for the last 6 months. So, I'm hoping Australia and the Australian climate will reinvigorate me and sort of get me outside and moving and make me feel good again. Cause I'm excited. And we go there pretty soon, man. We go there, in like a week and a half. long flight. Long fucking flight, dude. But hopefully I sleep the whole time. I'm actually bringing a baseball bat onto the plane with me. A lot of people use like Benadryl or like NyQuil, you know, Percocets or some crazy shit to knock them out on planes. Me, I'm bringing a baseball bat. I'm going to go dunk. I'm going to go bunk. I'll be out cold for fucking 15 hours or long, however long that flight is, you know. But excited, man. Pretty much the only tickets that are left, there's like a few tickets left in Christchurch and a couple tickets left in Adelaide. So if you guys are listening and you want to come to the shows, come support the fellas, come on out, man. Super excited. Also put out some new merch, dude. Put out some new merch on, fucking what day was it? Last Friday? Yeah, put out new merch last Friday. Fucking sold out, dude. Fucking sold out, no problem. Oh, man. I forget to keep... I always forget to fucking add sounds on here, dude. I was going to add a cash register sound. But they sold out. Cha-ching! not all of them sold out. Three of the... at the time of recording this, three out of the four t-shirt designs are completely sold out. Most sizes of the other t-shirts sold out. And I think just a few sizes of the hoodies are sold out. But yo, thank you so much to everyone who supported the merch drop. That was like the best one we ever had. The response was fucking awesome. So, you know, shout out Isaac, the person who designed the merch. Shout out Jenna, took all the pictures and videos for the merch promo. We got a restock. We got a restock coming, okay? Probably Monday. Probably next Monday, because that's when my new video comes out. So that'll... and there's a merch promo at the beginning of the video because I filmed it, and then the merch sold out. So I have to fucking restock it. Also, sorry, one more thing. One more fucking self-plug promo type bullshit before we head into the topical stuff. I have a Patreon for this podcast. It is called The Very Really Good Patreon. Obviously, you go to patreon.com/veryreallygood or click the link in the description. Support the pod, man. We get bonus episodes. I'm recording one after this main episode. It's going to be a weird episode. It's going to be a weird... it's definitely going to be a weird bonus episode where I got a really weird TikTok as an ad. And it's like 10 minutes long. It's fucking the weirdest thing I've ever seen, and it makes no sense. And we're going to go through the whole thing and talk about it because it's crazy. So that's going to be the bonus episode. Going to be lots of fun. So go check it out if you haven't already. But yeah, man. Okay, dude. Let's get into this bullshit, huh? Oh, I heard that, dude, Twitter, man. So Twitter is apparently, also, yo, we got Space Jam playing on the TV. It is your jam to your jam on the Space Jam. All right. Oh, yeah, about Australia as well. I might not be doing so many podcasts while I'm away. It might be a little infrequent. And I will not have a main channel video until like late April. There's going to become beginning of April and end of April for main channel videos. Sorry. A couple of years ago, I'd be freaking out and stressing, but you know what? I feel okay about it. And I got a new laptop. It's so big. Okay. So, yeah, we got some weird shit going on with Twitter, dude. Elon Musk says only verified users will show up in Twitter's recommendation feed in further shakeup. So I didn't realize, I feel like I've been using the For You Twitter page, like the For You side of it for the, like ever since they introduced it. And I just didn't know that because I would see tweets from people I don't follow. And it was happening a lot more to my tweets as well. I had a tweet, someone tweeted that saying folks is beta. So I quote tweeted and I was like, okay, fuck you. As a reference to my videos, I say, folks, you know. And I guess that it got like, you know, a good amount of likes. Enough where it like started pushing to people who are not in my circle, like internet sphere, like internet, you know, community, right? Or even just like that side of where I operate. So I would get like DMs from people being like, who got the tweet on their page, but also didn't understand, like they're so like not savvy with like tech, where they thought I was just saying fuck you to them. So I would get like weird DMs from like 60-year-old women that were like, why the fuck did you say that to me? And it's like, yo, I didn't. Like, I had like 10 of them in one day being like, okay, fuck you then. You're going to go to hell for using that language. And it's like, wait, I don't know. So Twitter's already fucked. It's already a shit show. But now they're making it so that like, well, one, they're getting rid of like celebrity, like legacy verified checks. So I think I'm going to lose my blue check. Which sucks. Do I not have the aw sound on here?
Bro, I gotta figure this shit out, man.
Okay, well, I'm gonna lose my blue check. That works, okay? Or...
Oh, God!
Yeah, that was me when I found out I'm gonna lose my blue check.
Oh, God!
Gonna lose it, man. Because they're making it so the only way you can have a blue check is if you pay for it. And over my dead body, I will not pay for Twitter to get a blue check. Okay? That is the lamest shit ever. All right? That's so embarrassing. Just so you guys know, I paid for Twitter. So... So now they're making it so that only verified users will show up in Twitter's recommendation, which is like, okay, so if you want people to find you and you, through your content, you have to pay for it, which is fucked. They're also making it so the only way you can vote in polls is if you're paying for Twitter, which is also fucked. Like, it's so confusing because isn't Elon Musk supposed to be this guy who's like, he was into like crypto and all that shit, which is all about like decentralizing, you know, like people owning it, you know, like free speech is something he's all about, but it's not free speech. It's fucking $5 a month speech, man. I don't understand. Like every announcement I see about what the new feature of Twitter is going to be, it's like Elon Musk is in a terrible idea competition, but his opponent is, and he has no opponents. It's just him. He just sits in a room all day and he's like, what's the worst idea I could have for Twitter? Okay, yeah, you have to verify your account, you have to send a dick pic to Twitter and it matches the cock pic that we have on file for you. And if it matches up, then you can access your account if you forget your password. All right. That's a good idea. Musk claims the move is the only realistic way to address advanced AI bot swarms taking over. Bullshit, dude. Bullshit, man. You just want people to spend their money so they can get recommended into the thing because you bought Twitter for $44 billion and now it's worth $20 billion. You literally cut your investment in half like a fucking idiot. Why did you buy it in the first place? You're dumb. So that sucks, man. I'm not going to be verified anymore. But you know what? That's good. You know? Fuck that shit. But if they take away my Instagram one, I'll be fuming. Dude, it sucks too because the Twitter one, I only got verified on Twitter because of Vine. Because Vine was on my Twitter and there was like this fucking backdoor thing that they could do to be like, yo, you're a Viner? All right, we'll hit you. We'll slap you with a fucking badge, you know? Those are the days, man. I remember it was so funny, dude. I remember the day I got verified. I was like, this is it. I can probably quit my job like tomorrow. And I didn't because nothing changed. It was just a fucking blue check on my thing. That's what it's all about, man. Speaking of internet news, man, fucking, did you guys see those fucking TikTok hearings, man? Is that actually happening? Is TikTok going to get banned? I sure hope not. God, this laptop's too big. Dude, the videos that I saw, the TikToks I saw of the hearing, the poor guy. That poor guy who was fucking testifying, the CEO of TikTok, guy's a fucking beauty, by the way. He's a beauty. Like, so patient. And, like, all the people in Congress were like, I guess they want to ban TikTok because they think it's, like, a Chinese spy app. Because, you know, if you're a U.S. Congress, if you're in the U.S. Congress, you're just a full-on conspiracy theorist now. That's all you get paid to do, really, is to be like, so did, did Bigfoot build the pyramids? Yes or no? Did Bigfoot build the pyramids, and how did he do it? Yes or no? And if you say no, I'm not going to believe you. No, they didn't. I don't believe you. Literally, that's what it was, dude. It was just Congress people being like, dude, there was one where this guy was like, can TikTok connect to Wi-Fi? And the guy was like, yeah, if you want it to connect to Wi-Fi, because it's an app, it can connect to Wi-Fi. And then he was like, so in that case, does that mean TikTok can talk to other things connected to the same Wi-Fi? And he was like, no, obviously not, man. It was so crazy, man. And then this one fucking girl, she was like, so you think TikTok is like, I guess I could just pull these up. The one girl was like, so you think that TikTok is like, you're supposed to like, it's all about safety, right? And he was like, well, yeah, of course. And then they pulled up this fucking TikTok that someone made saying that they were going to like, it was a video of a gun, like shooting a bunch of times. And they were like, me at the TikTok Congress hearing, which is objectively funny. But it's just so interesting that like, that's when they care about gun safety, you know, and gun and the dangers of handguns is when it is a direct threat to them. But when it's like, you know, everyone else and children in schools, then it's like, you know, who knows? All right, TikTok Congress. Let's pull some of these up, dude. This episode of Very Really Good is sponsored by ZocDoc. Folks, I know what it's like to let your mind run wild when it really doesn't have to, especially when it comes to your health. When a health problem pops up out of nowhere, you know, you're freaking out in your mind, you're rushing to even text your group chat to see if your friends know anything about it. And let me tell you, if your friends are anything like mine, you are not going to get quality medical advice from your group chat.
Ligma. Ligma? What you ask? Ligma balls.
But you can find it from a doctor on ZocDoc. Thousands of medical professionals on ZocDoc are there to help you. They listen like a friend and give you the expert care that you need. ZocDoc is the only free app that lets you find and book doctors who are patient reviewed, take your insurance, are available when you need them, and treat almost every condition under the sun. When you're not feeling your best and you're just trying to hold it all together, finding great care shouldn't take up all your energy. That's where ZocDoc comes in. Using their free app that millions of users rely on, you could find the right doctor that meets your needs and fits your schedule. Book an appointment with a few taps in their app and start feeling better, faster with ZocDoc. Just go to ZocDoc.com/veryreallygood and download the ZocDoc app for free. Yeah, free. And then find and book a top-rated doctor today. Yeah, today, because many doctors are available within 24 hours. Again, that's ZocDoc/veryreallygood. And hey, third time's a charm, ZocDoc.com/veryreallygood. All right, thanks again to ZocDoc for sponsoring this episode of the podcast. I hope you guys check them out because it's super important to feel comfortable with your doctor. And, you know, it's free. dude, check them out. It also helps out the podcast when you go check out the sponsors. So everybody wins here, dude. All right, thank you so much. Back to the pod. Top moments from the TikTok hearing.
Does TikTok access the home Wi-Fi network?
Has ByteDance spied on American citizens?
I don't think that spying is the right way to describe it. The only face data that you get that we collect is...
Hold on, I need to find some... Hold on.
Wi-Fi network.
Attacked with...
Does TikTok access the home Wi-Fi network?
Only if the user turns on the Wi-Fi. I'm sorry, I may not understand the...
So if I have a TikTok app on my phone and my phone is on my home Wi-Fi network, does TikTok access that network?
It will have to access the network to get connections to the internet, if that's the question.
Is it possible then that it could access other devices on that home Wi-Fi network?
Congressman, we do not do anything that is beyond any industry norms. I believe the answer to your...
Dude, that man is better than me. I'll say that. If that was me in the chair, I'd be like, yeah, man. Are you fucking stupid? It's an app. That shows you videos, dude. Of course it connects to Wi-Fi. That's what phones do. Yo. That's insane, man. That's like if there was like a that's like if they're trying to like ban the radio, and then the guy's like, so does this radio, how do these radio waves get inside of my car? Who's putting them there? It's like, well, it's like this whole system. It's like we have these big radio towers and they send out, you know, these waves, and you know, you're car, you know, receives them, you know, it's like a whole thing. And he's like, well, I can't see the band performing, so how can I hear them inside of my car? How do they fit in my radio? How does the whole band fit in my radio? Because I know Bruce Springsteen's on tour right now. You can't tell me he's playing a little song in my car, in my dashboard. Can't tell me Dashboard Confessional's playing him. Like, he's listening to that. Dude, I just don't get how they get the dumbest people who've never heard of, like, who, like, don't even know what TikTok is. Like, all they think it is like, an app. What TikTok is an app that when you open it and it goes, spying now. We're spying on you. And it's just like a fucking scanner that scans your whole face and is like, downloading face data. And it like moves your phone down. It's like, downloading cock data. Sending to Twitter for two-factor authentication. And Elon's like, ah, it's working. My plan is perfect. Fucking idiots, bro.
Attacked with Chinese Communist Party Secretary, Mr. Zhang Fuping, who is your boss at ByteDance, correct?
No.
No.
No. He's neither my boss, nor do we have frequent contact.
But you have regular contact with ByteDance.
With the CEO of ByteDance.
Who is... Mr. Zhang Fuping is the editor-in-chief.
He's not the
CEO. My colleague, Representative Burgess, a few minutes ago exposed that TikTok and ByteDance share legal teams. You confirmed this, correct?
Our general counsel is an American lawyer, veteran of Microsoft.
Also, my colleague...
Man, like, they're not even letting him fucking talk, dude. I would have... Man, you got to be so pissed. I do not have the patience for that, dude. I am not. I don't even care. I wouldn't even try. Like, I know everything's at stake. I know, like, the entirety of TikTok and the company is at stake. But if I was them, I would not be able to hold together. I am way too immature and way too impatient. I'm like, fucking let me talk, okay?
Representative Latta confirmed that your parent company, ByteDance, currently can access user data. Yes.
We have to be more specific.
Yes.
She's just answering for him.
The Project Texas? No.
I'm not asking after Project Texas. I'm asking now. Yes.
Some user data is...
I want to ask you, as I understand it, there's a sister app in China. Douyin? I'm sorry if I'm butchering the pronunciation. Do they have these same things over there? Do they have these kind of challenges in China?
Congressman, I'm really glad.
Oh, yeah, that's the other thing. They're really upset about kids, like, dying when they do the... If they did, like, a cinnamon challenge or... Oh, wait, I don't know if it was that. I don't know. Can you die from a cinnamon challenge? That'd be fucking crazy. That'd be the... I'm sorry, that'd be the lamest way to go, for sure. Fuck, yeah. Cause of death, cinnamon challenge. I should look this up before I fucking make fun of it, but... I don't want to. Yeah, that'd be the shittiest way to go. Imagine, like, at the funeral, too, like... The food, they have, like, cinnamon rolls, too. That'd be fucked. Just cry all over again. Congressman, hey, do you hear, what is a phone? What is an iPhone? It's literally the whole thing. They don't fuck, dude, I don't get it, man. America, you guys are idiots, okay? People in charge are idiots. Okay, what was I saying? Well, that ties into what I was saying. Yeah, people, they were upset that, like, a couple kids died from doing some fucking crazy challenge on TikTok. And he was asking if they have that problem in China. Probably not, because people in America are, you know. But it's like, you're mad about that? You're mad about those kids dying? Congress? You're upset about kids dying that way, but not the way that they most commonly die. You know, guns. So, like, what? You want to ban a fucking app that is, like, sure, there's bad things about it, but at the end of the day, it's like, you know, there's kids on there who are, like, so creative and so funny. And so talented, you know, like young people who are fucking killing it. And it's like a great way for people to get and just like make stuff and share their life and stuff and their stories. And you want to ban that. But at the same time, you want to give more money to police officers and you want to not enforce strict gun laws. Like, what the... Like, there was literally a fucking school shooting, like, yesterday, man. And you're having a fucking hearing about an app where people dance. Okay, dude. Like, I'll fucking never get it. Like, that I'll fucking never understand. It's fucking, I don't know. I don't fucking get it, man. Idiots down there, dude. That's why I'm going to Australia, all right? That's where it's at, all right? I did my shows in America. I'm done, okay? I'm all good, all right? Australia, Canada, other places, let's rock and roll, all right? But fuck, man. America's scary, dude. Okay, let's change the subject, all right? Because holy shit, that is bleak. Also, man, nothing like a fucking coffee at 9 p.m. That'll really give you a headache. Yeah, and I would like to fucking connect to Wi-Fi. Fucking stupid, man. Hey, there's this thing that you were connected to. Do you want to do that? Yeah, of course, man. That's what I was fucking doing this whole time. Okay. So last week on the podcast, we did, I talked about how I went to the office experience and how it was like the most millennial thing ever. And, you know, I was talking about this with Jenna, and she came up with a great idea. She told me that I should do a millennial tier list, a tier list of millennial things, And because I do some of these things, okay? Because I am a millennial. I can't help it, dude. I can't fucking help it. It's part of me. This is just what... This is me, all right? This is real. This is me. I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be now. Gonna let the light shine on me. Now I'm friggin' adulting. Don't talk to me before I've had my friggin' Starbucks secret menu drink. This is me. So we're gonna do a millennial tier list. I made one, and here we go. This we got it right here. So starting off with Potterheads. Okay, I talked about this in the last episode. I know there's some Gen Z Potterheads as well, obviously, but like millennials fucking take it way too far, as we do. You know, they'll put fucking Hufflepuff in their bio or some bullshit. You know, raise your wands. Shut up. Oh, my dad died. I'm raising my wand. Okay, man. fucking, yeah. Hey, barkeep. One butterbeer, stat. All right, don't make me a Avada Kedavra. I left my keys in my car. Aloha Mora. Making fun of it, I know all the fucking spells. Because I'm a millennial, okay? So, listen, to me, I think there's... I think my camera just fucking turned off, so give me one goddamn second. What's next? Fucking space peanut butter? To me, Potterheads are they're on a spectrum, right? They're on a spectrum, Patronum! They're on a spectrum, Patronum!
Bring my buddy back.
So they're on a spectrum, right? You could be like a casual Potterhead, you know? Potterhead, I hardly know her head. Or you could be like a hardcore one who wears like a cloak and shit. They have like a wand, you know? They have their like... Their house, their Hogwarts house, and their Twitter bio and shit. You know, they read the books, dude. So for this one, I'm putting Potterheads as like, this one represents the fucking gnarly ones, okay? Like the ones that have wands shoved up their dick holes all the time. So I think like hardcore Potterheads. Not D tier, because that's too mean. And like I've kind of, you know, I like Harry Potter, you know, to an extent. So I'm gonna put them at C tier, okay? Potterhead millennials are C tier millennials, okay? So this next one it's a picture that says "Adulting, please wait." It's like a loading bar. So this one I thought. The millennials who use like all the lingo, like the millennial lingo, like unironically, you know, if they're like, but first coffee or who's this little heckin' pupper, you know, or who's this heckin' doggo, this freaking doggo, or, you know, adulting. All that shit, you know, the millennial lingo. And I'll be honest with you, when someone uses those words in front of me unironically, I usually have to leave the room. Like, it's a fucking problem. And I know it's just, like, bandwagoning because, like, I didn't really know it was an issue before I saw it on the internet and people complaining about it. But I don't care, okay? Because now that I know what it is, it's bad. So it's going to go D tier, all right? If you say adulting, dude, fuck that shit. Tumblr, all right. This next one is like millennials who still use Tumblr, like a blog. They write like blog posts, you know, or like poetry on there. You were the sun, but I left my sunglasses at home. and it's in like italics. Sunglasses in italics has like a million notes. Oh my god, this. You're the sun. I fucking couldn't look at you because I have my sunglasses at home. And I didn't put sunscreen on. Worst poem ever. A million notes. But you know, Tumblr, I feel bad. I mean, it's just like, it's easy to rag on, but you know what? There's some good shit on there, right? There's some funny stuff. And I used Tumblr a lot when I was a teen. So you know what? It's going to go B tier, all right? Okay, next up we got, this is like a famous like Instagram dog. So this was for millennials who have Instagram accounts for their dogs. And listen, okay? There is an account for Kiwi, okay? There is. It's on Instagram. It's Kiwi Allard Connor. But we don't run that, okay? That is a Kiwi fan account that we are fans of, okay? Because they do great work. And we love our little dog, all right? We love Kiwi to death. We love him so much. Okay, so to me, that doesn't count. Because that is a fan account for our dog, okay? That is not us posting Kiwi being like, good morning, everybody. My dad just took me piss and shit, and he gave me breakfast. What are you guys up to today? Like, that's fucked. That's cringe as fuck. I hate that stuff. Like, if they pretend like they are the ones using Instagram, what's that fucking drill tweet? Yeah, that drill tweet. I think if dogs could talk, they would have the most racist opinions in the world. Stuff that just blows normal human racism out of the water. Yeah, you do not want dogs to have access to Instagram. So this is going D tier, dude. Fuck that shit. I hate that. I'm all for famous dogs. You know, they're cute. But, you know, if it's like, if they're not famous, it's weird. You know, it's like cringe. Okay, this next one. MLM. Multi-level marketing. People who kind of fucked up in high school and college, and kind of got swindled into thinking that they could make a bunch of money through an MLM. And, you know, this is bad. This is like fucking, you know, it's not always their fault. You know, people who are in like a really tough place in their life and then they don't know what to, you know, they don't know how to get out of it and they're pretty desperate. So they go to MLM. So I feel bad putting anywhere else other than D, but I feel bad for the people who do it, but you know, that sucks. I don't think there might be one S tier. I don't know. Or an A tier. I don't know. We'll see. Next I got gender reveals. Okay. This is a very millennial thing. People, they fucking, I don't know. A guy will like inject fucking food coloring into his balls. And then get him smashed with a he'll put his balls on a fucking tree stump, get some guy with a sledgehammer to smash his nuts open, and whatever color fucking squirts out, that's the gender of the child. It's like, it's pink, it's a girl. It's like, oh wait, no, that's blood. Fuck, it's blood and semen mixed together to be pink. I don't know. Okay. Could be anything. Can we do again? Can we go again? And he's like, no. Now I can't have any more kids. Because you smashed me balls. Okay. Yeah. Gender reveals are fucking weird to celebrate, you know. And the videos of the guys who are like, it's not a guy. I'm going to kill myself. Like, it's so crazy, dude. So these are fucking D tier as well. Gender reveals, who fucking cares, man? It's a baby. Who cares, you know? Looks like he's going to be wearing blue clothes. Okay. That's great, man. We're all very happy. Listen, if you want to, you know, share the gender whenever you get it, fucking cool. But the extravagant ways, weird. That's what we're talking about, all right? Okay, next up, this picture represents people who end up marrying someone from their high school, but this person that they marry from high school is someone that they never fucking talked to in high school. This happens all the time, especially in like small towns. You'll go home for fucking Thanksgiving or some shit or Christmas, and you'll see on Facebook that like your old friend married like Jessica, and you're like, what? You guys fucking never talked to each other in high school or ever. You guys fucking were on the opposite side. You never interacted and you're married to each other. What happened? You know? So that's weird. That's a very millennial thing that happens. So you know what? I'm going to put that. You know what? I'll go A, okay? Because you know what? It is kind of weird, but at the same time, you know, they're finding love and that's great, you know? Okay, skinny jeans, dude. Next up, we got skinny jeans. That is a painfully millennial thing. Jeans that'll just fucking squeeze you, you know? Jeans that feel like they're a fucking boa constrictor, dude. That are just wrapped around your fucking legs. You take them off at the end of the day, you fucking stink. Dude, the stench that releases from a day's worth of skinny jeans could knock you out. That's how I'm going to get through my flight to Australia. I'm going to wear skinny jeans for like 2 days before, take them off right when I get on the plane, and the fucking smell of my sweaty button balls will fucking knock me out for fucking 15 hours, dude. Probably longer. I'll be 15 hours there asleep and it'll be like a subway. When you fall asleep on the subway and you go to the last stop and you wake up, you're at the other end, you're like, oh, shit, you know? It'd be like that, but on a plane. So, yeah, stinky balls and skinny jeans, man. I used to be a skinny jeans wearer. I feel like the older I get, it's not stylish anymore. I like being comfortable in my clothes the older I get, you know? I like being cozy, like being comfortable, sensible, right? So I think skinny jeans, I'll do C tier, okay? That feels right. Next up, we got astrology millennials. Honestly, dude, a year ago, 2 years ago, this should be D tier. But you know what? I'm starting to come around on astrology, dude. I kind of am, you know, because I was like a full-on skeptic of anything astrology-based, just anything like spiritual. I was very against. But I actually started listening to this podcast called Otherworld, and I highly recommend it. It is incredible. It's so good. I love Otherworld. It takes like a very no judgment look at like paranormal things, and just from what I've heard on there and just from real people, the stories that they tell, it's like, I don't fucking know anything, you know? I don't know what's going on. I don't know shit. Astrology could be real. I don't know. I guess I'll find out. Astrology could be real. So you know what? It's controversial, but astrology millennials, S tier. You know what? I support you, okay? Just Taurus things, I guess, you know? And the final one is binge drinking, okay? I feel like every new generation, like Gen Z just doesn't drink as much as millennials. That is a fact. You know, they all just do mushrooms, eat hot chip, and lie. And, you know, I know it's not good. It's not good for you, you know, to binge drink. It's really not good. Drinking is not good for you, you know. I hear red wine is good for, you know, every couple of days or every once every week, you know, for, like, antioxidants or some bullshit. But, man, that might be a lie. But dude, there's nothing like going out with your buddies and having like fucking 5 or 6 beers, you know? That's, there truly is nothing like going out with your fucking fellas, getting 4, 5, 6 beers and just fucking laughing a bunch, you know? So, call me crazy, but I love having a couple of beers with the boys. A couple having a beers with the fellas, okay? And I love having some wine with my wife, okay? So you know what? S tier. Everybody, go out and drink way more, all right? And do it. Do it young, okay? Start young, okay? And drink often. I'm kidding. Don't do that. But there's a list, dude. S tier millennials, astrology millennials, and binge drinking, okay? A tier, we got the high school sweethearts that never talked in high school. B tier, Tumblr. C, Potterheads and skinny jeans. And D tier, we got millennial slang, Instagram for your dogs, MLMs, and gender reveals. Okay? That's the final one. I think that was pretty good. I think that was not bad. Dude, I wanted to do some advice. I don't have time, though. We're at 45. All right, fuck it. Next week. All right, guys. We're at like 40-some. We're going to wrap it up. If you want to keep this very, really good train going, choo-choo, you can fucking chugga-chugga-choo-choo your way down to the description. Subscribe to the Patreon, and a brand-new bonus episode along with fucking tons of other ones will be available to you. We're gonna go do that right now. And, but yeah, you know, like, comment, subscribe, dude. I'm trying to get to 500K, dude. We're inching towards it. We're going to get there. All right. So subscribe, tell your friends, all that shit. But yeah, thank you so much for the support. I really appreciate it. And, yeah, man, peace out.